Pinkerton, and I am also from the Medical College of Wisconsin. I like to acknowledge my collaborators, Carol, as well as David Seal. My talk is about the incidence of HIV infection due to prison rape in the United States, particularly among male inmates. So a quick review of the prison situation in the U.S. At present, there are over 2 million adults incarcerated in jails and prisons in the U.S. About 1.5 million of them are either in a U.S., federal, or a state prison. Most of these are men. About 1.2 million men right now are incarcerated in our prisons nationwide. Prison inmates are disproportionately affected by HIV infection compared to the general population. Some estimates put it at about 2% of the men and 3% of the women who are known to be HIV infected. That's likely to be a vast underestimate because, frankly, we don't do testing in the prison system. These infections probably were acquired outside prison. We're not implying that all of these are due to some sort of inter-prison transmission. However, transmission does occur in prison. It can occur through needle sharing, through sharing tattooing equipment, consensual sex, or, as we're going to focus on, non-consensual sex. Sexual assault in prison is a major problem in the U.S. Recent meta-analysis by the National Institute of Justice estimates that about 1.9% of prison inmates are either raped or seriously sexually assaulted while incarcerated. Just so you know, we actually have a paper on this, and there are copies back there, so after the session, I invite you to all grab one. In that paper, we talk a lot about the context of prison rape, which can vary quite a bit for an individual inmate. One man's experience may be very different than another man's. But the important point is that many rape incidents are not isolated incidents. Often, rape goes on for a period of time with many repeated exposures or incidents. And often these incidents involve multiple perpetrators. As with any kind of rape, rape in prison causes both psychological and physical harms. One thing that distinguishes it a little bit from rape out in the community is that often a victim in prison cannot escape from the perpetrators. He's locked in the same prison system. Okay, in 2003, Congress passed the Prison Rape Elimination Act, which has the laudable goal of trying to eliminate sexual violence in the U.S. prison system. The act provides funding for research and for preventive interventions, and importantly to us, expresses some serious concern about the public health impact of prison rape, and in particular the impact on STD and HIV transmission. The act says prison rape undermines the public health by contributing to the spread of HIV and other STIs, often giving a potential death sentence to its victims. So we are interested in figuring out, well, how often is HIV transmitted as a consequence of prison rape in the U.S.? There are very, very few reported cases of transmission due to rape, and most of them are more allegations than they are documented cases. The incidence, frankly, is just flat out unknown. We have really no idea what the scope of this problem is. Are we talking about 10 people getting infected after being raped in prison, 100 people, 1,000 people? We really don't know. So our goal is to try to get some sort of idea of what the scope of the problem is. We used a mathematical model of HIV transmission, and we focused on incarcerated men. The goals were to estimate, first, what the likelihood of a man acquiring HIV if he was raped while in prison, and then second, overall, across the prison system, how many men acquire HIV after being raped in prison. We focused on male-male anal rape because the context for female rape in prisons is very, very different. So we wanted to pick something that we felt we could model. And in addition, male-male sex, in particular, receptive anal intercourse is one of the most efficient ways to transmit the virus. So for a particular man, probability of actually acquiring HIV due to prison rape depends on two things. First, it depends on, one, what the probability that he was raped is, and second, what the probability of HIV transmission if he was raped is. So the latter quantity, the probability of transmission given that he was raped, depends on a few different things. One, it depends on the number of rape incidents. It depends on how many perpetrators were involved in those incidents. It depends on the perpetrator or perpetrator's HIV status. And it depends on how likely the virus is to be transmitted in any given rape act. So here's where it gets a little bit more complicated. We basically assume that each person who is raped multiple times, one or multiple times, by one or more assailants. So the total number of assailants is M. So what we need to know is what the probability is of acquiring HIV from any one of those M different assailants. M might just be one, but in general, we assume that M could be larger than one. So the top equation there gives you the probability that a person who is raped would acquire HIV from a particular assailant. And what that equation basically says is that probability depends on the likelihood that the assailant was already infected with HIV, and then also the probability of transmission if, in fact, they have N rape incidents. The bottom equation just puts it all together. If you have M different assailants, the overall probability of acquiring HIV would be basically a function of the probability of acquiring it from any one assailant. In order to avoid HIV infection, you have to avoid it from every single one of those rape incidents. We identified four fairly common scenarios that describe different sort of rape scenarios that a man might experience while in prison. In the first one, the man's raped once by a single perpetrator. In our second scenario, there's still only one incident, but multiple perpetrators are involved. The third scenario is a repeat rape incidents by a single perpetrator. And the very worst would be the multiple incidents with multiple perpetrators. We assume that there were somewhere between 1 and 8 incidents per man involving between 1 and 5 perpetrators. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see kind of the percentage or proportion of men whose experiences fall into each one of those four scenarios. These numbers, along with our estimates of the number of incidents and the number of perpetrators, were drawn from a study by Struckman Johnson et al. It's probably the largest such study available at present. They surveyed 474 men in Midwest prisons. And of note here, greater than 10% of these men reported having been anally raped. We'll go back to that number in a minute just because it's a little bit higher than what you see in other estimates. So the first thing we calculated was, what is the probability that a man would get HIV if, in fact, he is raped while in prison? So we looked at all four of our different scenarios, and then we combined them. So overall, we found that, one, the odds of getting HIV if a man is raped in prison is about 1 in 206, and it varies from a low, if a man's raped only once by a single perpetrator, the probability is 1 in 2381, but if there are multiple incidents with multiple perpetrators, the odds are more like 1 in 100. From those, we now wanted to say, okay, well, we now know the probability if he's raped, what the probability of if he's raped will get HIV. Now the question is, well, what overall is the probability that a man who's in prison is going to get HIV as a result of being raped in prison? And then how many men end up getting HIV while in prison due to prison rape? So, if in fact 1% of men in prison are raped, we believe that's a conservative estimate. As we just said, Struckman Johnson et al., they estimated that 10% of men in their study were anally raped. And the National Institute of Justice, their meta-analysis suggests a number of more like 1.9% of men are seriously victimized while in prison. So we believe 1% is probably reasonably conservative. If, in fact, 1% of all men are raped sometime during their imprisonment, then the odds of a man 8 already have gotten infected with HIV or will get infected sometime before being released as a consequence of having been raped in prison. We did some sensitivity analyses where we varied some of these parameters within ranges that we believe were plausible, and overall we came up with a range of about 50 to 100 men right now out of 1.4 million. 50 to 100 men already have or will acquire HIV because they were raped in prison. Main limitation of this research is the lack of reliable empirical data on prison rape and victimization. Official records, prison records, are notoriously unreliable. This is very much an underreported crime. Obviously, men are going to be afraid of reprisals and don't want to be seen as a troublemaker by the institution, so it's vastly underreported, and consequently there are really no good numbers available from state or federal institutions. There are a number of survey studies that have been done, including the one by Strunk and Johnson, but generally they're fairly small, and there are a lot of methodological challenges in working in prisons, period, much less trying to ascertain something as sensitive as whether or not somebody's been raped. Consequently, the available data are fairly weak, so you should keep that in mind when interpreting our results. We believe we have a good, reasonable estimate of the scope of this, but it does depend on the data, and the data aren't all that strong. The National Institute of Justice is funding several new studies, and we're really hoping that some really good quality data will come out of the studies. All right, just to summarize the results, if a man's raped once by five different assailants, his risk of getting HIV is like 1 in 500, and it rises to about 1 in 100 if there are multiple acts involving multiple perpetrators. We conclude that men who are raped in prison are at significant risk of acquiring HIV. However, when you take into account the fact that most men, about 1% are actually raped in prison, then you end up with an estimate of about 1 in every 20,000 men who are incarcerated will acquire HIV while in prison because they were raped in prison. So the conclusions are, it's kind of a glass half full, half empty kind of deal. On the one hand, you know, we wanted to know what the scope of this problem was, whether it was 10 men, 100 men, or 1,000 men. Well, our estimate is that between 50 and 100 men out of 1.2 million will acquire HIV due to prison rape. On the one hand, you can argue, well, 50 to 100 is relatively small compared to 1.2 million or compared to the scope of the U.S. epidemic. However, we'd argue that a risk of 1 in 20,000, if you get incarcerated and your risk is 1 in 20,000, that you're going to leave with HIV after being raped, that is unacceptably high. So in our opinion, and consistent with the Prison Rape Elimination Act, we believe that one HIV infection in prison is one too many, and that one prison rape is one too many. Thank you.